Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
No one of consequence.
I must know.
Get used to disappointment.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not-safe-for-work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Or in other words, we do a podcast that we've put so much structure around that we've lost the verbal diarrhea aspect. And I just can't help but think of Top Gun, you know, you've lost that love and feeling. Okay, yeah, that just happened. I guess we haven't lost the verbal diarrhea, have we?
No, unfortunately.
Damn. No, I'm kidding. Today is Saturday, October 25th, 2014, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I am Matt Fracking Cat.
If you would like to interact with the live show, you can send us a tweet. At Movie Nights Pod.
You got it this time.
Oh, crap, I did. Damn it, I need to start scrolling up.
What's weird, because I got the with a K right on cue.
I think it's
and
because...
I got called out on for it.
Yeah, Johnny called you out.
Thanks, Johnny.
How you doing, Kitty?
I'm doing good. Real good.
Awesome.
It hasn't been the best week, but... I'm doing good tonight.
Oh, it's been a tough week.
Agreed.
We just got a tweet from Johnny, and of course, somehow Twitter ended up getting buried, and now I can't move Skype out of the way. Yay! What? Don't you love a live show? What the hell? What are you doing to me, Skype 7? Okay.
Oh, you got
there
the
it is. Team White Trash says, at Movie Nights Pod, sorry, I came here for the verbal diarrhea.
He's well, just here for the poop.
Grab some TP, my friend. Grab some TP. Because it will flow tonight. Oh, God.
I'm getting mental images I don't want.
Stop me. Do you have anything for the time machine?
Not for time machine. Operation New Litter Box update, but... That's about it.
Why don't you go ahead and give that, and I will jump back to the time machine in just 1 second.
Okay. I was just going to say that still haven't got the transfer that I was kind of assured that I would get, and it kind of pissed me off. So during the week, I kind of walked in and said that I quit. But they convinced me to stay on for a while because maybe I can, when I get out there, I can talk to them. You know, another place out there, and perhaps convince them that I can't. You know, I'm a worker, and you know, I need some work. I need work. Give me work.
It's kind of fucked up that they did that.
I know, and to take so long when they knew that this was coming up. But I don't know. It's just the way it is at that place. So, you know, it's going to be temporary anyways until I can do something else. But I just want to make sure I have a income.
Well, who knows? I played the poor man's tax today. I actually went into the office today, and as I was getting off the freeway, I saw at the gas station right next to the high school, they were doing a car wash. Turned out it was, you know, the high school kids doing a car wash to benefit Marines, and I believe they said it was the Marines. My car needed a car wash. It seemed like a great cause, so I took it over there, got my car washed, and ran into the 7-Eleven, grabbed some cash, and I figured, you know, since I got the cash, might as well play the poor man's tax. So, also known as the lottery. I don't think I've ever clarified that one. Does that need clarification, do you think, Kitty?
Nah, not really. Okay. I tried it today. Nothing. No.
No, I mean, referring to the lottery as the poor man's tax.
No, that's pretty cool. I don't think I've heard that before. And
but
I like
I'm asking, does it need clarification? Like, if I hadn't come out and said, oh, by the way, I'm talking about the lottery, like, do you think that would have gone over, you know, oh, who cares?
You explained it, so we're good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we'll,
Let's see, what else happened with the operation of the litter box? Because, you know, I do post every day that I'm counting down, and today is 11 days. And this time next week, you'll be out here.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
I'm sorry about that.
We'll be doing a face-to-face pod.
I'm still nervous about that.
Why?
You know what it is? I'm having a pretty in pink moment.
Okay.
I don't want you to go to the other side of the tracks and see where I live. I'm nervous about that.
Oh, get over it.
I know.
I'm not going to judge you.
Don't you judge me.
For some reason, you're judging yourself, my friend. You need to learn to love yourself.
I know. I'm Molly Ringwald
at this
point. And
I'm talking about masturbation. Wait, no. I'm not.
Now, I was going to mention Ducky, but not now.
Toilet paper go down the hole.
You're sick. But you know, let's see. That's about it. Just 11 more days.
Yep. Wow, I still haven't added it back to the... damn it, I fail. I really fail. Oh, and I've got the soundboard, I had it plugged in, so I was getting the feedback, but hopefully the compressor will catch it, and no one heard it, so stop talking about it, Siebes. Okay, so, the time machine. I got questions about something last week, because I didn't want to talk about Death Ray.
Okay.
And I assure you, the only reason why I didn't want to talk about it was I didn't think I could maintain my composure.
Oh.
Yeah. We went out there in May. the Journey to Death Ray Comics. And that was just an absolute blast. And finding, you know, meeting Trent and hanging out with Tom. And just hanging out in the store and, you know, checking out what a cool vibe it had and the music that they, you know, having the live music there in the night, you know, just a local band, you know, shows up and like, hey, we're gonna play here, and it's just, Trent had something freaking beautiful. Kevin Smith went there and did the shows there, you know. Nethead's Live was done there. There's just so many cool things happened at 72 West Center Street, and so finding out that at the end of the month, which is rapidly approaching, finding out that Trent is shutting down the store,
well, the building he's in,
you know. Well, yes.
It did have a little brick and mortar location.
So
there was something personal about it because we had been there.
Yeah, and you know, I've had a few polls set up, and I was really bad at choosing polls because the ones that I set up stopped publishing.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they didn't have any come out, but I do have some more stuff. Coming from Trent, and I definitely did want to mention deathraycomics.com. In the header area, there is an eBay link. He's liquidating a lot of stuff. Just everyone check it out. The guy has a freaking heart of gold. Major, major sweetheart. Totally fun to be around. One of the very few people who's actually seen that fracking cat in person.
And not run away screaming.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. It's just kind of a bummer. Yeah. Well, not kind of a bummer. It's a fucking bummer.
Yeah, but I think Trent's got something going.
Oh, yeah.
I heard people talking about this week, dude, and I hope he does.
He's always thinking.
So. Yeah. He's got the brain.
Yeah, but the brick and mortar location was pretty awesome. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's see. Now that I've thoroughly screwed up the soundboard and can't seem to get out of edit mode, there we go.
Prepare thy arms for this test of verbal acuity. Only the sharpest wit can survive the tournament of segments.
Oh.
I still giggle.
Indeed. Indeed. Thanks, Al.
Yeah.
Hey, Kitty, how's Battle Forged? Yeah.
Okay, how is Battle Forged in the Tournament of Segments? All right, so during the week, Siege and I, we go through a list of movie-related segments that we created, and we put them on the website if you want to play along at bit.ly/MMK segments. And we'll choose a movie related to that specific randomly selected segment. For example, we've called one of them a novel idea, which we've defined as any movie based on a written work. So, like, for example, last week we watched The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and that was based on a book. So, there's your example. And so, how do we choose the segments at random? Yeah, well, you've got a spinner, and when it stops, we got to have something chosen for that specific segment. And if we don't have a choice, then no point. No point! So, whenever it's over, we tally the points up, and... the knight with the most points wins, and at this point, the thing we win is bragging rights. Maybe that'll change later, who knows, but mostly right now it's bragging rights. You know, if I win tonight, like I probably will, in your face, Siebes!
Oh,
in this battle.
I hope I didn't just knock the stream offline. Keep going, Kitty. Just one sec. I need to check something.
Okay. So... I think I will win because I'm pretty confident about tonight. I was doing a whole lot of show prep and more than just drinking the 4 double shots, which I didn't do. I forgot to pick those up. But I drank a lot of coffee before the show, so I'm kind of a little bit wired. I'm a caffeinated kitty.
So should I spin? Because we're all good.
We're all good? We're still out there? People can still hear us?
Yeah, the computer that runs the stream when...
Computer?
Yeah.
Hello, computer.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I don't have a actual mouse. Well, I have a... I only have trackpads. Wow. I don't remember the last time I actually picked up a mouse and tried to talk to it.
If you try to do it now with like an optical mouse, it'll blind you.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've tried it.
And Minnie told me she already had a boyfriend, so...
That rat bastard.
Yeah, no, the computer that I run the stream on, you know, when we're not live, I really only have one time of the week that I can update it. And rather than panicking at the end of the show, trying to restart it, yeah. Moving on, how about I spin the wheel?
Spin it.
Woohoo, there it goes. And, of course, I had to do one of the long spins, so I kind of got to keep talking so it's not just a clicking sound. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You know,
stay there. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. That's a perfect place for me to start. You landed on a novel idea. It's
That's
the
cool.
one that you highlighted this week.
Nice.
Do you have anything for a novel idea?
I do.
All right. I'm warning you, I'm not keeping track of your points. You need to fill out the... Go
okay.
for it, Katie. Why don't you go first
right.
this week?
Okay. Well, I got Bridget Jones' Diary. It's based on a novel by Helen Fielding. Have you heard of this Bridget Jones?
Yes, I have. Are you really
going
to do this?
You may have something. Yeah, that's the movie. I actually kind of watched that before we started. You know, it's got Renee Zellweger, Colin Firth.
Yes.
Hugh Grant. And it's just a British woman in her early 30s who's kind of determined to make improvements in her life, and she keeps a diary over the course of a year. So it just follows her misadventures.
Okay.
And that's what I had for a novel idea.
Alrighty.
It was on my mind this week for some reason.
Yeah, I'm sure it has nothing to do with all of the news about Renee Zellweger and everyone being judgmental pricks and giving her shit. I have to admit, you know, when I first, you know, saw the surgery that or the surgical results or whatever she had done. Yeah, all right, it was a little bit of a shock, but still her. But yeah. Fuck, the internet went crazy.
I went a little like what happened, but I didn't say like what, you know. I wasn't exactly judgmental. I just wondered what happened.
Yep. Hey, her body, her choice. All right. My novel idea is The Three Musketeers. I fell into a massive, massive IMDb rat hole doing some research for the show. I had this idea that it would be really cool if all of the flick picks for the episodes in the 50s had midnight in the title. So I was doing a search to see, you know, just how many movies are there that have midnight in the title. And a couple layers down into that rat hole, I saw an actress where I recognized the name. Okay. Apparently, I have lost the cat. And what? Oh,
sorry
Skype.
About that.
Silly, silly Skype. The ring.
No,
is...
that was me. That was me.
No. Stop. I don't care how we got disconnected. The ringing isn't supposed to be coming through the mixer. It says that it's the internal speakers, but clearly it's not. Oh, Skype 7, you are an interesting bugger. Okay, where was I? Actress. I recognized her by name, but not quite by the face. And oh, look at that. No, not Renee Zellweger.
You're still talking about the Three Musketeers.
I'm still talking about the Three Musketeers. I'm running off of some sparse notes, but it says recognize the name, not the face. No, I'm not talking about Renee Zellweger.
So I missed it. You said you went down a rabbit hole. And which Three Musketeers did you
choose? Disney's Three Musketeers. So,
okay. Yeah. Charlie Sheen,
okay.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Wait. So did you miss the part where I had said that I thought it would be cool if all of the episodes in the 50s had midnight in the title? Because it's too late to do it for the 40s.
Yeah, I did miss that.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I was thinking. And so I was, you know, just doing a little research on IMDb, and that's how I fell into this rat hole. And it's a massive rat hole. It's completely taken over my tournament of segments. In fact, I think I can... There's almost all of them can be linked to this IMDb rat hole that I fell down. But, you know, kind of like a Alice in Wonderland. It's Miranda and IMDb land. And Marianne does call me the IMDb queen, just because, you know, a lot of the rat holes just come from my own knowledge of you know, things that I've searched before. For some reason, I'm able to remember quite a bit of the connections between actors and movies, and I can make strange connections based on that. In fact, my acting out, I will tell you, I do have one tonight. I named all of them for this particular actor, just the examples, right off memory, like 5 minutes before we started the show.
Very good.
Yeah. Anyway, the actress whose name I recognized, her name was Julie Delpy, and she played Constance in the Disney version of The Three Musketeers, and it's based on Alexandre Dumas' The Three Musketeers, you know, same title, and it's where we got to see Chris O'Donnell before the bat nerps. Charlie Sheen before winning, Kiefer Sutherland before Jack Bauer, Tim Curry after Frankenfurter, and, oh yeah, Oliver Platt. You know, that guy that I can never quite remember what else he's been in, but I like him.
Yeah, it seems like he's been in a lot of things, but you just can't recall. I mean, Time to Kill, I can think of that. That's
only,
about it right
the,
now.
Right now, the only movie that I can think of right off the top of my head that he was in is X-Men First Class.
I can never remember
what, like, he's an actor I like a lot. You know, I always enjoy his performances, but I can never. Hey, I just started this by saying, like, oh, yeah, I can't remember all these things that I've seen on IMDb, blah, 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 but except unless it's Oliver Platt. I don't know what the hell is it about him. But anyway. The guy who played Rochefort, you know, isn't that a stinky kind of cheese? Oliver Platt line, by the way. he and Kiefer Sutherland were just recently reunited. And, oh, God, no, I don't want to sing the reunited song.
Peaches and Herb.
Yeah. He and Kiefer Sutherland and Michael Wincott were just recently reunited in 24 Live Another Day.
Oh,
yeah. The guy who plays the captain of the guard played Adrian Cross. Even though it was Aramis winning, wore Charlie Sheen. Yeah. Wow, I blanked for a second on Charlie Sheen. Anyway, that's my novel idea. Disney's The Three Musketeers. I love that movie. Oh, Rebecca De Mornay's in that too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Just great freaking... I've always enjoyed that one.
Yeah, especially, that's one I can
oh my
watch
God,
over.
Think about all the choreography that had to go in to, you know, just do those fight scenes with all of those musketeers.
Oh, I know. I always like... Well, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Almost made a stupid mistake by saying words there, but I'm not going to.
Sit,
moving
sit,
on.
Sit.
Foot in mouth.
Say it.
Spin.
Say it. Spin. Science fiction. You want to know how I remembered Oliver Platt?
How?
Well, last week my science fiction... Oh, wait a minute. Ooh. I forgot to do something first.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tom Ashbrook here with an urgent report for the public. We now go live to James Raflowski at the Pentagon. James?
Thank you, Tom. Let me just say the shit has really hit the fan over here, dude.
Should you really be using that sort of language on the air?
Shut the fuck up, Tom. We are way beyond FCC regulations at this point. We've got nukes, robots, aliens, hurricanes, graboids, Gundams, space plagues, death rays, zombies,
death race,
and Jedi. This is science fucking fiction.
That's so awesome.
All right, Johnny's really stacking up the tweets for us, so I got a couple to read here. Let's see. He says he has single-handedly derailed the pod. You're welcome. Congratulations, Johnny, you did it again. I needed clarification on the poor man's tax. Thanks. You're welcome. And oh, see, first you say you're welcome, and then you say thanks. Awesome. And then it's pretty cool that we got to see Death Ray during its short-lived run. I don't know if it was a short-lived run. You know, that's what, 2 years or so. At least I know it was at least a year. But
yeah, it was a year.
It was a year.
Yeah,
no, he went past the year though. He was working on the second year, but still. Yeah, and did Renee Zellweger make the news? ? Oh, yeah. I know that you get your news from TMZ, sir, because that's where you check for the Ebola updates. By the way, I love that you said, all right, we're clear of Ebola, you know, because he made it through 3 pages of news on TMZ without Ebola being mentioned, and so he declared that we're officially safe, and then the case shows up in New York. Sorry, Johnny. Maybe you need a better news source. And also, I'm sure you were only talking about North America because, yeah, there's a pretty big problem. But, hey, I don't want to get into... Yeah, that disease fucking sucks. Let's just move on.
Yeah, he's kind of playing along. He said he was listening to the American Psycho audiobook.
And, yeah, okay, yeah... I vote yes for that counting as a novel idea. What do you think, Katie?
I'm for that.
All right. Johnny gets
point. Point to Johnny.
Point to you, Johnny. But, oh, now he's tweeting us again. You leave TMZ alone. What are you, Chris Crocker?
You lost me.
Yeah. Chris Crocker, leave Britney Spears alone. She's a human being.
Okay. I didn't know the name of that person.
The adaption for General Petraeus. Leave General Petraeus alone. Okay, so the reason I was able to make the Oliver Platt connection to X-Men The First Class was because last week my science fiction was X-Men Days of Future Past. And I'm going to go ahead and choose it again this week because I actually watched it right before we went on. And I forgot to see... I forgot that we got to see a tormented part of Xavier's past. That was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And the little end sequence after the credits where we get to see the pyramids being built.
Oh, I know. That was awesome.
And I was listening to Star Talk Radio recently, and they had this great discussion about evolution and how, like, they were saying airplanes. God, I feel like I've already said this at some point, but I may have said it on Getting Geeky. I don't know. They were talking about how airplanes, because we have such great mobility and everything, human evolution on a grand scale is going to be unlikely at this point, because evolution occurs in small populations that allow for the mutation to propagate and become stronger, and it's how evolution works. And I'm doing a terrible job of explaining it, but it's unlikely that there's going to be mass evolution of the human race. The mutations are so random and everything. But who knows?
Something to look forward to.
Who knows? Maybe it's already happened. You know, I think it was really boats, you know, that increased the mobility, you know, because large population shifting. But yeah, airplanes made it even faster. So all I know is I fucking love science.
Science, good.
And X-Men Days of Future Past, solid freaking movie. Bryan Singer, just great job on that one. Resets the universe, the whole nine yards. Great movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Totally didn't hate it.
Okay.
What you got?
You're not going to believe it, but that's what I put for my science fiction.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Awesome.
My notes, I've got X-Men. D-O-F-P.
Now, have you actually read the comic series?
For that run, for that particular story,
right? For that arc.
No, I didn't. I didn't read it. I always heard about it, but I never got a chance to read it. I'm sure it's a lot better than the movie. I'm not saying the movie's bad, but you know, in the comic book, a lot more happens. So you know, I do want to go back and read it eventually. Why did you?
I just started reading comics recently, and I mostly read DC titles. But there's so much to read out there. There's only so many hours in the day. Can only get through so many comics at one time.
Yeah, no. Like I said, I've got a whole box of comics that I never read from when the new 52 came out. I had pulls at a comic book store, not locally in Dallas, but I think I got almost all the way up to issue 8 on a lot of the titles that I got that I never read. I mean, they're still in the bags and boards.
Okay.
Just never got time to read them. I will.
Tell me that you at least read The Court of Owls.
No. I think I've got that full run, but no.
Oh, that was just a fantastic story. Hey, we're not talking about your flick pick or the flick pick. No, we're not on that yet. Science fiction. I am enjoying the new 52. It was a good point for someone who hadn't previously read a lot of comics to start reading again. And I am going back and reading some of the classic works. I'm currently going through the Dark Knight Returns. But anyway, that's all I want to say about comics. I want to hear you talk about X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh, man, it's basically what you said. I mean, it's a good movie. I liked watching it. I think that's the one I mentioned that I got digitally, like, almost a month before it hit Blu-ray and DVD.
Yeah.
So, and that's one I saw in the theater. I really liked it. And, you know, I had a couple of issues with it, but nothing major.
Oh, you know, what kind of issues did you have with it?
Well, the thing with Kitty Pryde, I didn't know or realize that she had that kind of ability to send someone back in time, you know, just with their consciousness. You know, I knew she could run through walls and everything. But like I said, I didn't go back and read that comic, so maybe there was more to her than I knew. She was a character I never really got into. I just knew that she could move through walls and things.
If she can put herself out of phase with matter and move freely through space, why, and space and time are supposed to be one and the same, right? The fourth dimension. So, I don't know. It's
possible. It's just a character I never got into, and I didn't realize she could do that.
I have no idea what I'm talking about right now. I mean, I'm like, space and time, you know, fourth dimension. Yeah. I have an idea of what I'm talking about with that. But as far as her powers, no clue. And we've got a tweet from Johnny saying, I've got nothing for science fiction. No points for Johnny.
No points for you, Johnny.
No points for Johnny. All right. Hey, spin.
Spin.
I had to try three times to get it to spin. Oh, don't land on that one. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Woohoo! You landed on Smoovie. And it didn't happen in the order that I was hoping for, but that's okay. Oh, wait. I went first last time. Your turn.
I just got Mallrats. I was thinking about Mallrats earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what specifically? Because, here.
Just about customers. What?
The problem I have with Smoovie is if we keep just picking a movie, you know, we're just going to be repeating over and over and over again because there's only so many Smoovies out there. So
for now,
right, for now, there's more coming, but we're going to be doing episodes faster than Kevin Smith and Scott Mosier and you know,
I guess Kev needs to speed it up,
dude. Come on. Come on.
Only pick some of these movies just because of maybe something that happened during the weekend. Just the customer's always right line.
and I usually think of that one. An asshole.
Yes. I really want to say that to somebody.
You just did that a couple weeks ago.
I know.
Wait, that was your quote, though. That was your quote. No, this is fair. This is fair. So, you're already going along the same lines as I was already thinking, because I was thinking, you know, like, maybe we should be highlighting scenes because, you know, it's okay to pick a movie, but it's, you know, we're basically just going to be like, okay, Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Clerks 2, Jersey Girl.
I like the idea of highlighting
Zack and Mary
specific
make a porno,
scene.
Red State, Tusk, you know, I'm sure I'm missing some. Clerks, the cartoon, or the animated series. Clerks Uncensored. That's what it was called. Jay and Silent Bob's super groovy cartoon movie.
I forgot about that.
Yoga Hosers is coming up. Clerks 3 is coming up. Moose Jaws. I feel like I'm missing something.
I don't know. What was your smoothie?
I don't consider Cop Out a smoothie.
Because it wasn't his?
Yeah.
It's not something that he wrote?
Exactly.
It was just a project he did.
Diana says Tusk because of Halloween. Ah, awesome. That's an interesting costume.
You know, I was in the store during the week, and they've got all these baby costumes, and they had like a lion, you know, a picture of a baby in like a lion costume, or was it a cat or something? And I was like looking through it. I was like, come on, tell me there's a walrus costume in here with a baby in it. I couldn't find one, but I would have taken a picture of that and put it on Twitter. Holy shit. Tusk baby.
And Johnny says his smoothie is Clerks because he had a hashtag I'm not even supposed to be here today this week. That was on Tuesday, right, Johnny?
Yeah, right? He was going to call into your show.
Yeah, I guess. All right. My smoothie is a particular scene from Dogma because the mega IMDb rat hole strikes again. I went with the scene in Dogma where Azrael is inquiring about central air conditioning. And because I'm highlighting the mega IMDb rat hole, this was actually an offshoot of my Tuned In. Someone who was in my Tuned In, Jason Lee. it's just when I think of Jason Lee, I think of that song, that scene. Yeah. Surprisingly, that's the first one that comes to mind. And then all of Mallrats. But yeah, there we go. And we're spinning and spinning and spinning. Keep talking, Kitty. Come on.
He's pretty good. I like Jason Lee. I wish he would do more.
Ooh, stop there, stop there. Stop, stop, stop. Really damn it.
My name is Earl Never Stopped.
You landed on Guilty Pleasure. Do I have something for a Guilty Pleasure? I think I do. Oh, I do. Yay. All right. Well, my Guilty Pleasure. I already brought up the bat nerps. Yes, it all started with the novel idea. Chris O'Donnell. Oh, shit. I did bring up Chris O'Donnell before the Bat Nerps. Okay.
Cheers.
There we go.
You said this week's segment choices were going to be kind of along the lines of your falling down the IMDb rat hole.
Yeah. Yeah. And while thinking about the Bat Nerps, Batman and Robin's my guilty pleasure. I really don't care about the Bat Nerps or the shitty story. It's a fucking Batman flick, damn it.
I'm not going to judge you much.
Well, and I remember watching it on a charter bus while I was on the big band trip my senior year of high school. And we went out to a competition in Palm Springs it had to have been further than that.
Well, look at you going to the Palm Springs.
It had to have been a lot further than that. That doesn't make any... It wouldn't be Palm Springs.
Jersey?
No, it wasn't Jersey.
Well, that's than Palm Springs.
God, we were... Oh, I don't remember exactly where it was, but I remember watching Batman and Robin on the charter bus, and there's just so many happy memories on that trip that I can't remember where it was.
What the hell did you people do to... That they made you watch that?
It was one of the options. That was before options. I don't know. It was a relatively new movie back then.
It's all right. Like I said, I'm not going to judge you.
But I remember watching it on that trip, and it brings back a lot of happy memories, damn it. So it's my guilty pleasure. Oh, and I even recently purchased a lovely four-pack of four film favorites, the Batman collection, the WB Batman collection, although they're all
I heard
WB.
About that.
Yeah. So, but it's got Batman, Batman Returns, Batman Forever, and Batman and Robin, and it's Blu-ray, so I can see Bat Nerps in HD.
All right. Because everyone wants to see that in HD.
Oh, and the asses. Woo! I mean, you get all of them.
Yeah, that's
when
right.
When they're shooting up, I mean, crotch, ass, nerps, it's all good.
HD was made for.
Kitty, I think we just had, our face, neck, and chest moment.
It was very awkward.
Crotch, ass, and nerps. That's our face, neck, chest. What's your guilty
crotch,
pleasure?
Ass, and nerps.
Come on, chum.
Okay. I got Dirty Dancing. I started to watch that earlier today.
Okay.
You've seen it, right?
Of course.
Of course.
Love it.
Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey.
Absolutely love it. Jerry Orbach. You know,
yeah.
Before it was those, Lenny Briscoe.
Oh, is that from that cop show?
Law and Order, dude.
Okay. I never watched it. Any of them. Wasn't there like 15 different versions of that show?
Oh, damn. I was really hoping that tweet came from Johnny.
The Magic Mike one?
Yeah. All right. Well, since I've already, you know, interrupted, Johnny says watched Planet Terror this week. Hashtag guilty pleasure. I do not know that one off the top of my head. Do you?
No.
All right. And Diana says guilty pleasure. Magic Mike. You had to mention asses. Well, verbal diarrhea.
Maybe there was some in Dirty Dancing too.
Oh, and Johnny says that he's never seen Magic Mike. You keep telling all of us that, Johnny. We know it's your secret guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
But we're talking about another dancing movie, a dirtier dancing movie. Although, I hear Mike is pretty dirty.
A little bit. Come on, the Dirty Dancing was a whole lot better than that. And Magic Mike wasn't so bad. What?
I've never seen Magic Mike.
Wow. Well, we almost did watch that one. But yeah, we haven't yet.
Matthew McConaughey's in that, right?
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey's in that one.
Yeah, that was
my guilty pleasure. Dirty Dancing.
All right.
87.
I take it I should be spinning now, huh?
Yeah, go ahead and spin. Spin that shit.
It's spinning. And it's going to stop, well, probably not on that one, but maybe on that one. Aw.
Stop on that one.
Okay. It's a good one to stop on. Oh, we landed on Old Friend. Kitty, do you have an old friend?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have something for everything?
No.
Okay, good. I was just saying, before the show, you were telling me that, like, you know, that you were going to rock it this week.
Oh, I am. I've got a lot, but I don't have all of them.
All right, let's just keep going. I mean, we're already like 50 minutes in.
Well, there's a couple really want to get to because.
So yeah, we're already 45 minutes in, but I'm having a lot of fun with this tournament.
I know. I'm gonna get to this one really quick. Since we define the parameters as anything 30 years from now,
mm-hmm.
I've got a Time Rider: The Adventure of Lyle Swan. It was released in December of 82. And, it's got Fred Ward in it. You know who Fred Ward is.
He's
in one of your favorite movies.
Yeah, in The Right Stuff.
Yeah, and it's got Peter Coyote, Richard Mazur. Belinda Bauer, I'm not too sure if she's done anything since that.
Is she related possibly to Jack?
I don't know. I thought about that when I first saw her name. But it's basically about an off-road motorcycle champion. And he's...
Kitty?
And he's going through the desert and what happened?
I don't know. Just you cut out for a second. Dude, how cool is it going to be? Like, next week, we're not going to have to deal with that.
Maybe. It could be my internet connection. But maybe not. Who knows?
But next week, we'll be face to face and we'll still get a clean recording even if the internet connection goes down. Anyway.
Well, that's true. Yeah. He's practicing his ride, his off-road ride through the desert, and he kind of diverts his path. He kind of gets lost, and he goes through this area of the desert that these scientists are trying to work on this time travel experiment, and he crosses into it whenever they start their experiment. He ends up in the year 1877 on his motorcycle.
Quantum
so
leap.
It's almost... And he finds himself in a different time, and he's got, his motorcycle, he's got all of his gear on, and he kind of makes an enemy of the local outlaw who kind of finds an interest in him and his bike.
Okay.
So it's a pretty good movie. I think I saw that in a theater, and it just always kind of stuck with me. This story, I'm not going to tell you a lot about it. It's just, him and Tom, he's trying to get back. Or find the way back. He's out of time. He doesn't know what's going on. And the people around him are like, he's the devil. Because his, his riding suit, all his leathers and everything, it's red. So when he first happens upon somebody, he's, got all this red you know, gear on and the devil, El Diablo, El Diablo. But it's a good movie. I suggest checking it out.
Okay.
I've got it, so we'll probably check it out eventually.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Can I bend the rules a little bit?
Okay. Like how far?
Well,
I mean,
mine,
90 degree angle?
No, just 10% off. Just, I'm only asking for 10%.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. I want to bend the rules just because part of my mega IMDb rat hole.
You can talk about this for a minute because I'm hearing barking and I got to let somebody in.
Okay.
Sorry, I'll be right back in like a minute.
Okay, so he's not even going to get to hear it. Lovely.
Okay, I'll hear it. I'll stay.
Oh, no. Go let Liza in.
Can you hear her barking?
Yeah, but it's okay.
Okay.
Make the puppy happy.
All right, I'll be right back.
Okay. Hurry up, because I don't have a whole lot filled in for this one. Yeah, I'm actually breaking our rules, but the cat gave me a 10% leeway. And in 1987, La Bamba came out. Oh, gosh, I hope it was 1987. I hope I'm not asking. Yes, it was 1987. Perfect. This is related to, again, my tuned in. And those of you paying attention who frequent IMDb and love to get lost in these rat holes, you can probably already figure out my tuned in by now if you didn't figure it out earlier. But there was a certain person in my tuned in that was in La Bamba, and it's actually also related to my novel idea and my acting out, and there's just so many connections between all of these. And I honestly haven't seen La Bamba since I was a kid, but oh, do I remember absolutely loving that movie. And you know, the story of Richie Valens and oh, singing the La Bamba song and everything. Just fantastic movie, at least from what I remember. I really haven't seen it in quite some time. But there was one actor that I didn't even recognize when I saw him again in Caprica, and that's Isai Morales. He played Joseph Adama. You know, I was just, okay, cool. Before that, I didn't even realize I had seen him anywhere else prior to that. Although, now that I think about it, I believe he was actually in the second Attack of the Clones, Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, I believe. And maybe, just maybe, IMDb will load fast enough. And I believe, nope, I'm wrong.
Sorry about that.
Ha-ha. Okay, I was wrong about Isai Morales being in Star Wars. All right, I'm thinking of someone else. Lovely. Oh, that's right, NYPD Blue. That's what he was in. Lovely.
That name sounds familiar. Well, what else was he in?
La Bamba, and he played Joseph Adama in.
Oh,
Caprica.
Yeah, that guy. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
He played the brother in La Bamba. That's right. Okay.
Yes.
I like that dude.
Yeah. And yeah, La Bamba was my pick. So that's why I was asking for 10%, because it was actually 1987, so it hasn't been 30 years yet, but.
All right. Just this one time.
Thank you. It's so connected to my IMDb rat hole.
I want to see the history of that. You know, your internet history on where the hell you went with this rabbit.
Well, half of it I didn't even do from the internet. Half of it I didn't even actually do, like you know, clicking through on IMDb. I would remember, like, oh yeah, this actor was in this, and then, you know, and then I would pull that up and or think about like other connections So just thinking about, you know, Chris O'Donnell, I started thinking, you know, like Runaway Bride, you know, just a whole bunch of other things. So I was like, wait, no. If I'm gonna do anything with Chris O'Donnell, it's gotta be the Bat Nerps. So that's how I got onto that. I'm gonna go ahead and spin.
Yeah, when I thought you said oh, I didn't use the internet completely. I was like, what, did you go to the library and use microfiche?
Yeah. Oh, stop there. Stop. Oh, damn you. It just went past tuned in and went to Kitty's Choice.
Sweet.
Tuned in.
I want to go with Pod People.
Oh, fuck. Now you're going to win.
Sweet. Only because I did hear a new show this week that made me laugh.
Oh, yeah? What's
and
that?
It was just someone that I followed. They retweeted something from a podcast I'd never heard, but all of a sudden I just, for some reason this week they were like, if you follow us, we'll give you a shout out.
What's the pod?
It's called Three Cuckoos.
Okay.
The Three Cuckoos podcast. So that's what it's three British guys named Rod, Mark, and Tim. And they can be found at threecuckoos.blogspot.com. It's the number 3, CUCKOOS.
Like so cuckoo birds. Spelled the normal way. Okay.
Yeah. And they're on Twitter at Three Cuckoos. Same kind of spelling, the number 3 and then cuckoos. But they've only got 9 episodes, and the most recent one went up yesterday, so I'm guessing they post each Friday. But these dudes are funny, and I just like people with a British accent. And I think I've listened to about half of their podcasts over the past 2 or 3 days, and it's just they talk about whatever's going on that week, maybe something in pop culture or movies. The most recent one was about Halloween movies. And they've got, during the show that they do, they've got like these segments with like
a show, like, with segments?
Kind of. I mean, it just kind of, they weave in these like little bits with like a, like this dude named Grandpa Stan, and he kind of gives advice on something or whatever it is. He just comes in for like 2 or 3 minutes, gives advice. And then there's like a kind of like a British woman, and she does like a how-to. Like, I think this week was how to make a jack-o'-lantern. And it just kind of has a humorous little twist on it. And those kind of things. It's the three of them sitting around talking. It's just funny. I mean, these dudes have been friends for a while. You can tell, because they'll just give each other shit every once in a while. And usually at some point near the end, maybe they'll talk about, football, soccer, which I'm not too much into soccer, but it's just them talking about it. It makes it interesting.
Cool. Very cool.
But, I like these guys.
Three Cuckoos.
Like I said.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Got 9 episodes.
Number 3 and Cuckoos.
Yeah.
Woohoo. All right. We got a couple of tweets coming in. And, should have done it a few moments ago. But Diana says, OMG, I almost said Dirty Dancing. I'm invading your head, that fracking cat.
Well, that's not a good place to be, Diane. I mean, seriously. I hope she's okay.
It's her choice. And she says Pod People equals Johnny Wright Trash. He's doing it wrong. Makes me smile every time. No, she said right, but it's Johnny, so I had to say he's doing it wrong. She also says hash. Just
okay.
Hash. There's no tag, just hash.
That's interesting.
I'm going to spend one more time. I really want to get tuned in. And we're not going to get it this time. Oh, stop. Just stop.
That's right. You said you didn't have a pod, people.
We've landed on ear candy. Do you have anything for ear candy?
I do.
Damn it.
I told you I was going to win this week.
I asked you, do you have something, for everything? Okay. We're going a little longer than our target, so I will keep my ear candy brief.
Yeah, me too.
And this one is not related to my mega IMDb rat hole. It was just a song. You know, I thought of Ear Candy, and this was the very first thing to pop into my head. And I went with Madonna's Die Another Day from the Die Another Day soundtrack. Okay. And we were just listening to that right before the show came on.
Yeah, I do like that song.
Exactly. Had to set the mood. You know, it had the right feel for starting the show.
I should have known right from the beginning.
Yep. What do you got, Katie?
Well, I just got the Bridget Jones' Diary soundtrack.
Alrighty.
I just kind of chose it. It's got a lot of good songs on it. You know, Respect, All By Myself by Jamie Nicklet.
Oh.
I think my most favorite song from that movie is It's Raining Men, and that's the point when there's a big fight scene. And it's the most awkward fight scene ever. It's, you know, not two guys just like duking it out or something like you'd normally see. It's kind of almost like wimpy business guys kind of trying to fight each other. And there's a lot of pushing and kind of kicking at each other. There's a couple of good punches in there, but mostly it's an awkward fight scene.
Okay. You didn't mute your phone, did you?
I tried to. It's not.
It's not accepting the mute.
You know what? You got to push the button on the side or flip that switch.
Yes.
That's what I didn't do. I'm still getting used to this phone.
Okay. The only reason why mine's not muted right now is because, well, there's noise coming out of it. Yeah. That makes sense, right?
Like
speaking of noise coming out of things, Diana says, at Movie Night's Pod, that was my butt's choice. Just hash. Her butt chose hash. Usually that's something that you would want to, you know, ignite and inhale.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. All right, let's just go for one more. I really, really want Tuned In, damn it. Or at least a Knight's Choice Siebes. No, we're gonna go for Who Me. God. I do have something for Who Me. Even though I haven't watched the episode yet. What about you? You don't? Oh, now we're back to tied. So now we're going to have to do a tiebreaker. Okay. I have to choose last week's episode. I believe it was called Flatline. And it was just such perfect timing having OS X Yosemite come out with a new flat interface. And then having that episode of Doctor Who. It's just weird freaking timing. Weird timing.
Talk about two-dimensional.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's what I have for that. And I saw you put a zero. You don't have it.
No, I
have
nothing.
Come on. Tiebreaker. Stop!
No, stop.
No, it just went too past Tuned In. We've got What's Real. Do you have anything for What's Real?
No, I don't.
Okay. I do. And I will do an abbreviated version of this one. I just want to keep going until we get Tuned In. Are you having fun?
I'm having fun.
Okay. All right. We'll just do one of our longer pods. We'll keep going until we get to Tuned In. And watch, we're never going to get it. It's going to be the last thing on the board. I went with The People versus George Lucas. Mark Thorner recommended this one to me a while back. I finally watched it, and there were so many things I loved about it, but I've always talked about how the Ewoks drew me in, and I can respect Jar Jar Binks, even though I'm not a fan of the character. I can respect what Jar Jar Binks does to bring a new generation into the franchise.
His purpose.
And I just loved seeing the little kids talking about Jar Jar Binks. They were, you know, they were as excited about Star Wars as we were when we were kids.
Yeah, plus they're kids and they don't know any better.
Johnny says at Movie Nights Pod, I recorded some World War I document. A documentary. And he hasn't watched it yet. Do you still get a point? Johnny, white trash, you're doing it wrong.
Oh,
no point,
John,
for you. All right, and here we go. Come on, Tuned In. Yeah, we're not going to get it. Oh, but we may get Knight's Choice Siebes.
Okay.
You've landed on Knight's Choice, Siebes.
Congratulations.
Yay. Guess what I'm going to choose?
Quotes?
No.
No quote.
Quotes is tangentially related to my IMDb rat hole, but no. Let's see.
Well, I got to know what this tuned in is now. I know that's what you're going
to
choose.
Pop My Culture Cherry, that has absolutely nothing to do with the IMDb rat hole.
You probably choose the same one that I have.
Really?
Again. Yeah, probably. Does it have to do with a trailer?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
No. Let's see. We did Who Me. We did Smoothie. Guilty Pleasure. Old Friend. Ear Candy. I do not have anything for Anything Goes. Apparently nothing goes. Quotes is only tangentially related to the IMDb rat hole, but I've already talked about that movie, actually, so I'm going to skip that. I did not have anything for Pod People, and let's see, that's what you chose for your Knight's Choice, so I can update the show notes. Yay! oh, holiday movie. I'll talk about that one. I'll mention that one afterwards. Let's see, we just did What's Real, did a novel idea. I don't have anything for Foreigners. Oh, okay, so I can choose Tuned In or Acting Out. And I'm going to go with Acting Out just because I want to complete the rat hole. It will leave Tuned In as the final one. And, well, we're going to have to spin it to win it. I see you just filled something in. What do you have for Acting Out, Kitty?
Renee Zellweger.
Okay.
But we kind of covered that earlier.
Enough said.
Yeah.
I went with Kiefer Sutherland.
Ooh, Jack?
I went with Jack.
All right.
And it started with the IMDb rat hole.
So tell me, what do you know about Jack?
I don't know Jack. However, I do know Kiefer Sutherland has been in a lot of movies, and some of my favorites of his were Stand By Me,
yes.
Young Guns.
Yes.
And I will come back to Young Guns in just one moment. The
okay.
Lost Boys. The Three
That's
Musketeers.
A good one that we should probably watch sometime.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, yes. Of course, The Three Musketeers, the movie that started the IMDb rat hole. Well, actually, not even really started it. It's just it was the kicking off point for the rest of the rat hole. Let's see. A Few Good Men. And, you know, he was in this one TV show, you know, 24. You may have heard of it.
24.
Yeah.
24. That doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, well, you know Young Guns?
Of course.
And the movie La Bamba?
Yeah.
There was a guy that was in both of those movies by the name of Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yep.
You know, he starred in La Bamba, right? And pretty prominent role in Young Guns. He was also in 24 at one point.
First season.
Yep, indeed.
Which I thought was cool.
Oh, yeah. Seeing them back together again. Oh, my God. Those guys.
It's like Doc and Chavez. They're back together again.
I have to read. There was an interview. Lou Diamond Phillips was being interviewed, and the question that was asked was, you've worked with Kiefer Sutherland. Are you guys still buds? Do you keep in touch, et cetera? And this is on... This is on a blog. I don't know if they're the ones who actually did the interview, but it's dated August 31st. But okay, so Lou Diamond Phillips says, "I absolutely adore Kiefer. Not only a great actor, but one of the coolest people you'll ever meet with an absolute heart of gold. Having said that, I saw him 2 months ago, and he mooned me through a lobby window at the Chateau Marmont." Given our history together, I had no choice but to moon him back. Drinks ensued. This is the nature of our relationship. I would crawl through broken glass to work with him again.
Damn, that's awesome. I just thought he was going to say pals.
I see. No,
leave it at that. But
from previous IMDb rat holes, IMDb used to make a bigger deal about their friendship, but you know, now it's just kind of casually mentioned. But yeah, those guys are friends. They've worked together on multiple things.
Yeah, there's a favorite movie I have of theirs. I can't remember.
Let's see.
Kiefer played a cop in, I think, Philadelphia.
Renegades.
And Phillips. Renegades, that's it. I love that movie.
And that's why Marianne calls me the IMDb queen.
Very good.
Yeah. So, Kiefer Sutherland. He, you know, and specifically, like, I was actually already kind of thinking about Lou Diamond Phillips and Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, I was thinking about him this week, too. Like The Lost Boys, that would have been a good movie to pick for this week.
Yeah. Yep. We will do that, you know, we will definitely have to watch that one soon. Oh, just keep going. Oh, fine, pop my culture cherry. All right, whatever, we'll go for it.
Okay.
Do you have anything?
Yes.
All right. Well,
I'm sure
you
been
went first last time, so it's my
numerous
turn. Grimm is back, and holy frack! Okay, I was so surprised last night when I opened up or I turned on my DVR and saw that Grimm had recorded. I didn't even know it was coming back. So, super happy. I forgot how freaking wild the story got at the end of season two. And have you ever watched Grimm?
No, not yet.
Oh, great, great show. It's on NBC. Friday
nights.
That's
about the story, the fairy tale stories, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an adaption of the Brothers Grimm. Yeah.
Okay.
And so Grimm's how would I describe this? I wasn't actually intending on getting into plot points, but there's Vessin, you know, like the big bad wolf. The big bad wolf would be a Blutbad, right? And they all have German names, or mostly have German names. Yeah, you know, because it all comes out of the Brothers Grimm, stories, and Grimms can see Vessin when they vogue, not like strike a pose, but
okay.
Kind of.
I was gonna say they're doing the Madonna dance.
No, no, but hey, part of the IMDb or a tiny offshoot of the IMDb rat hole would be the connection between. Ear candy.
I just got this weird mental image of you were talking about the Wolfman and things, and
no,
all of a sudden you
okay.
said Vogue, and I was like, the Wolfman's doing the Vogue? Strike pose.
Vessin, they look like normal humans, but in heightened situations, and sometimes they can force it, they show their true nature. So the big bad wolf is actually a man, you know, and not just one man. It's like a race of Vessin. Right? Make sense? There's lots of big bad wolves.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, you know, not all of them are like bad killers. You know, some of them are, you know, like there's mice. There's serpents. There's, you know, there's these bird like ones. Yeah, you know, there's so many different kinds of Vessin. It's an awesome show. But Grimms keep the Vessin in check, and the really bad ones, the ones that, you know, murder humans, the Grimms dispatch them. And so the way that the a Grimm can see the true nature of a Vessin when they vogue, you know, when they're in that heightened situation, and they show their true nature. You and I wouldn't be able to see them unless you're a Grimm. And we've known for, like, since the first season how the Grimm, or not necessarily how, but we know that it's part of the physiology of the Grimms that allow them to see the true nature of these creatures. And at the end of last season, every single time a Vessen sees a Grimm, they freak out because, you know, to them, the Grimm is like the boogeyman. You know, there are stories about them, and frankly, for good reason, because a lot of the times Grimms kill Vessen, right? So they always freak out, and at the end of last season, we got to find out how the Vessen can tell like which humans are Grimms, but.
Because they're dancing into Madonna songs.
Yeah, exactly. They're going around, you know, walking up to every single person that they see and like, strike a pose. No, but just awesome. I watched the episode last night. It was really great. I, of course, don't want to talk about it at all because I hate doing spoilers. So I'm not going to, but I'm just going to say, squee, Grimm is back. What do you got, Katie?
I just had the Avengers trailer, Age of Ultron.
See, I was tempted to choose that, but I already talked. You know, I've talked about it on Getting Geeky. Tuesday night, I mentioned that it was going to be coming out, and I thought it was that night, but I had read it wrong. I still raced to watch the show.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes. Thank you.
Well, are they still supposed to do that? That was.
I'm sure they will still do it.
Be...
Yeah, but then Marvel fracking releases it themselves. It's like, wait, I know, wait. Kind of, yeah.
Unless they're going to do like a different version of it, which would be cool.
That would be that would be a great fake out.
But that would, you know, if it's the same thing, that's kind of like pooping on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and saying, well, we already had to release it. Like, come on.
Maybe it's because, you know, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on GabNet, I do this show called Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle.
GabNet.net.
Yeah, just in case we have someone who hasn't heard us mention that multiple times. And in fact, we actually may. But we'll get to that later. Yeah, so I talked about it on both shows, even though I hadn't watched it on Tuesday. And then, you know, we were talking about it a bit last night on Jim's show. I believe I was on Alex's show at one point, and we talked about it there, too. So I've talked about it so much, I very purposely did not make it my pop my culture cherry.
Yeah, but it's something I haven't talked about.
So talk about it.
A lot of shit went on in that.
Oh, yeah.
You got the... I wasn't keen with the idea of James Spader being the voice of Ultron, and I kind of vaguely have an idea of who Voltron is. I didn't keep up with the Avengers comics, but I, you know, I understand that he's a robot that was built, and he kind of gets this mind of his own, I think, and tries to take over. He's gonna...
And why couldn't Daniel Jackson do his voice?
I think it was because of the Blacklist. Seeing James Spader is
good one.
Old...
I was wondering if you were going to go Boston Public.
I've just never liked James Spader. I'll bring up Pretty in Pink again. He was a real dick in that movie, and I've never liked him since.
But he was Daniel Jackson.
I don't give a damn. He's an arrogant asshole.
Oh, I forgot. You're not a Stargate freak.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've seen it. He was all right in it, but damn.
What was
his name? I don't care what his name was in Pretty in Pink. He was a dick.
Okay.
So I've never liked him since. So when I heard that he was going to be the voice of Ultron, I was like, yeah, whatever. But in this, he kind of starts the narration, and it sounds like his normal voice. And I was like, oh, okay, that's James Spader. And throughout the course of this trailer, it becomes more mechanical. You know, it I thought that was cool.
Aw, I hear a puppy.
Yeah, I don't know. Attention right now at this point in time.
A cat that has a dog.
Yeah. But just seeing some of the images, the Hulkbuster, and I think you mentioned it, you don't know who's in that. Could be Stark, could be Ultron taking over things. But
who knows?
What was some of the other images? Oh, the shield. Jeez.
Oh, the shield.
And, you know, I'm pretty sure that's Thor's arm kind of draped over the side of something, like he's been knocked down or out. And then, you know, right next, as they pan down, you know, they see, you see the broken Captain America shield. And you're like, holy shit. And then the creepy, there are no strings on me lyrics that kind of like are in the background. It's like some little kid like singing, and it's like,
come on, YouTube, you're really fucking me over right now. It's taken forever to load the video.
But you get to see the, you get to see Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch, which is kind of good. I like that.
Awesome.
And I'm trying to think of what else was going on in there. Oh, some kind of one scene had, what is it, like some compound or giant mansion on a hill. But you've got all these robotic creatures climbing out of this water, and some of them are like shooting up out of the water on jets. And it's like, what the hell is going on in this movie? So I'm guessing it's going to be big. I mean, if you've seen any of the concept art that's out there with all these robots that look kind of like Ultron, then you've got all the Avengers surrounded by them.
I'm
trying to fight through
something beautiful.
It finally decided to start playing.
Screaming for mercy.
So you think that actually sounds like James Spader?
At the beginning, yeah.
You want to protect the world,
but you can hear it, see?
Change.
Oh,
you're all puppets.
He's just kind of stumbling out. It's, oh, this is so awesome.
Strings.
Tangled in their strings. You can hear the music just starting.
Yeah.
Creepy! Oh my gosh. Yeah, this trailer is freaking amazing. And you see all of the Avengers struggling, and like just the imagery of...
What the... Time. Like a banner, he's kind of like curled up.
Yeah.
It's the end. The end of the path I started us on.
Nothing lasts forever.
And there's the Hulkbuster.
Oh,
see,
vomiting.
It's just not clear who's in that.
I know, you can't tell. But it's cool. I mean, people thought... One of them, you know, they thought the Hulkbuster was in the Iron Man 3.
Now I'm free.
God, that's creepy.
No.
This is what...
There are no
the
strings on me.
Oh, yeah. My God. The Avengers, Age of Ultron. Awesome.
You know we're
going
to be there
awesome
to see that when it opens
trailer.
Up.
Say what?
I said, you know we're going to be there when that opens up.
Day one, dude. May 2015. I don't remember the exact release date right off the top of my head, but yeah, May. First day, we're there in the theater, midnight showing.
Agreed.
And we got to do a quick pick afterwards.
Oh, yeah, because we'll be psyched about that one.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Oh, my God.
Just, oh, seeing the shield shattered. Oh, my God. Every time,
yeah, that's well, what's it made of? Vibranium.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in the comic, it was made out of adamantium. So maybe after this, it will
really?
Be. But I believe so.
Hmm. Oh, there's not many choices left, and oh, it's still not going to go. Oh, okay, yeah, you can stop there. We've landed on Anything Goes. Do you have anything, Kitty?
Nope, not for Anything Goes.
Okay, then I'm going to call an audible and we'll make our Anything Goes our Tuned In.
Okay.
Work for you?
Works for me.
Oh, yeah, it might help if I actually pull the... Hey, I went first last time. Your turn.
Okay, well, I've got Titan A.E. Do you remember that movie from 2000?
Titan A.E.? Wait, is that the one that David worked on? I think one of my friends worked on that.
I don't know. The Matt Damon, Drew Barrymore, Bill Pullman movie? Where these aliens come and destroy Earth and, you know, a lot of people...
animated,
Evacuate.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my friends worked on that movie, dude.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I just saw him at the conference I went to. We used to be coworkers. We shared an office and we would hang out like, a lot. My buddy David worked on that. He was one of the artists.
Well, he's gonna be disappointed that you didn't choose that one as a tuned in.
Well,
and I did.
My tuned in is actually part of the IMDb rat hole. And it's what connects
That's going to be a subtitle.
The IMDb rat hole?
Yeah.
All right, that works. That certainly does work. Do me a favor, make sure to write that down.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think my tuned in is? Because I've dropped enough hints already. We know for a fact that it's somehow connected to Dogma.
Dogma.
It's also connected to La Bamba.
Bamba. It's got an A at the end. Is it a Canadian movie? It's a Canadian movie, right? Because it's got an A at the end, eh?
No.
No? Oh, damn.
No, actually, with all the talk about Elizabeth Peña after her passing a week and a half ago, a lot of people were highlighting her works, and I don't know a lot of them off the top of my head, but I do know that she was the voice of Mirage in The Incredibles, because that's right at the top of my list.
Oh, The Incredibles, huh?
The Incredibles.
It doesn't have an A at the end.
No, it doesn't. Unless you're in Canada,
Canadian, yeah.
And you say, The Incredibles, eh?
Okay, I'll accept that. I don't know if any Canadian Johnny, can I get a ruling on this? Incredibles.
Yeah, The Incredibles. And the connection, what's the connection to Dogma? Come on, Katie. Who did Mirage work for?
Oh, Jason Lee.
Syndrome.
Yeah.
You've caught me monologuing. Dude, that's just okay. The Incredibles is. It freaking lives up to its name. It's an incredible movie. It's so much fun.
That part was cool, but, you know, him being a bad guy and saying that, you caught me monologuing.
I love how they explored that. And I actually. I remember writing some unit tests and just being completely and totally obsessed with The Incredibles. I had just bought it on DVD, I think, and I had just watched it the night before, and so I actually took that as inspiration for some of my test data in the unit tests. And, the account name was Monologues R Us. You know, stuff like there were all these little hints, you know, the test data was inspired by The Incredibles. So that's one of the really geeky things I do when I write unit tests for my code. I usually integrate something that I've very recently watched. So, a lot of my tests have to do with Stargate. Yeah. Because I watch Stargate a lot. I fucking love it. There's quite a bit of Star Wars, too. But I've had Stargate on the brain because Daniel Jackson, voice of... yeah, James Spader. Yep. But The Incredibles.
Very good.
Do you approve?
I approve. That was a good movie.
Holy crap.
And I'm hoping they do come out with the sequel they talked about. I haven't heard any more news about it. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I was following a dog.
Looking at the scores, it looks like you have more zeros than I do.
No.
Oh, wait, no. Hey, why did you put in the zero for Anything Goes? I didn't have an Anything Goes either. Okay, wait. So now I need to retabulate. Wait, stop opening the spinning wheel. Open the... Fuck it.
Well, I had zero for Anything Goes.
Yeah, so did I. So, who gave me a one?
It wasn't me. I don't give you points.
I cheated. No, it's it looks like you have more zeros than I do.
Oh, jeez.
Bummer.
Just about one.
All because I was obsessed with getting to tuned in.
I know.
Let's see. You don't have any. Let's see. Who me or what's real? You don't have anything for what's real?
What's real? No.
Well, there is. Do you want to spin one more time? Because there is a chance that. Well, do you have a Foreigners?
Nope. I think out of all of them, I only have.
Out of all the ones.
I've got two. I've got two more.
Yeah, well, we skipped two tuned in. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
The Flick Pit.
Of the things that are on the list, Foreigners is the only one that I don't have left. Foreigners.
We didn't announce who won. I mean, she won.
You have more zeros than I do. I beat you by one.
So Siebes is the winner. Fine. Siebes wins.
I think we both win. Dude, that was a really long tournament of segments. That's the longest one that we've done yet.
And I had a lot of stuff in there this week.
We've already been recording for an hour and a half. So in classic Midnight Movie Nights fashion, we are not going to talk about our flick pick.
Oh, we're going to watch one?
No. Okay, so we did a pick our flick this week. And the...
I like that, pick our flick.
Yeah. Looks like we got a couple of tweets here. Let's see. Do. Come on. Wow, there's a lot of tweets that we missed. Apparently,
well, you got a lot from Johnny. He said
Diana's got a few in there. Let's see. Johnny says he's talking to you and the show. Right. You do know that you can just say at Movie Nights Pod and the cat's going to be able to see that. I'm not the only one with access to that Twitter account. So it says, I'm assuming talking about Grimm. It's pretty good. And so is the TV show that just started. Oh, I lost what he's talking about. And something nice in reply to Diana. Let's see. Diana says, Once Upon a Time is good too in a corny way. I love Once Upon a Time. But that is a total, what do you call it? When it's a movie, it's a chick flick. But when it's a TV show, it's a guilty pleasure. I don't know. Oh. Diana also says that trailer is friggin' scary. Johnny says, I had no idea it was James Spader until you guys mentioned it. Titan AE was the fucking bomb, and it's A, not A. There's a difference.
There's a difference.
Apparently, you say yes and sorry, sir. What the fuck were you talking about? I don't even know. Okay.
About the A.
Dude, I'm not looking. I'm not looking at the threads. I'm just seriously looking at the mentions. You know, you could read a couple of these if you wanted to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm almost replying is yes that you know, it's A, not A.
Right.
So I apologize in pure Canadian fashion. I apologize.
Sorry, Johnny.
For, you know, a Canadian friend.
But he is here to educate, eh? LOL. And then he says, Johnny wins. And Johnny also says, I might have went a little overboard tonight. How's your operation no beer gut? Or is it a no beer gut operation? Are you going
beer belly
tonight? Oh, sorry.
It's all good.
Sorry, Johnny. I got it wrong. I'm doing it wrong. Let's talk about our flick pick. So, okay. We did the flick pick, and the reason why I went into the Twitter rat hole just there, well, because they were piling up, and frankly, if you guys are going to tweet us during the live show, I want to read it, damn it. Or the cat. I want one of us to read it.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on out there.
You read the next tweet. So we put it out there. We created a new straw poll, and just kind of had Robert De Niro on the mind, so we picked a couple of his movies, Meet the Parents, Analyze This, and The Untouchables, three movies where he's prominently featured. And so we put the straw poll out there, asked everyone to vote on it, and going into today, we had three votes. No, two? Was it two? I think it was two. We didn't have very many votes going into today. Or maybe, it was tied at two for Analyze This and The Untouchables, and one person had voted for Meet the Parents. So, knowing that it was tied, we couldn't really make a choice, so we desperately tried all day to get people to vote, and apparently at some point when I was at work, people voted, and when I came home from work, it was five votes for The Untouchables and five votes for Analyze This and still just one vote for Meet the Parents. And so even though we said, okay, we're closing the polls at three, well, at three it was still tied, so we just let it run, kept blasting it out there. Nothing! And then, frankly, I saw someone favorite a tweet, and I thought, you know, maybe if this person's checking Twitter, maybe they just voted, and thankfully they did. So thank you, Marianne. You effectively chose our movie for us. Our flick pick is The Untouchables. What do you mean you gotta pee? Where the hell did I see that? Where the fuck did you just send that message?
It was kind of like a discreet message, like, I've had a lot of coffee.
Okay, so let's see.
You said you wanted to talk about the movie, so.
No, like really bad, or can we do a quick abbreviated discussion?
No, really bad, I gotta go.
Okay, all right.
Sorry.
Well, The Untouchables.
And you know more about this movie. I mean, you love this movie, right?
I fucking love this movie. Go all pee right. already.
Tell the people about the movie.
Kitty, shut the fuck up and go pee. I need you to come back quickly so that we can have our conversation. You haven't left yet, have you? I tell you, folks, this is going to get a lot easier when he's actually out here in person. Oh, I'm having a good time tonight. Johnny says under 230 pounds. That's awesome. Congratulations, dude. And Diana says, I cheated and voted twice for Untouchables. Well, guess what? Unless there is duplication checking, so if you voted on the same system, it did not count it. But one way or the other, if it ended up being tied, if we have to take away your vote, and it would have ended up being tied, or maybe not. I don't know. We went with The Untouchables. I don't care if you cheated. That's what I would have went with anyway. Just 'cause I really, really love this movie. It's all about Prohibition and how they ended up bringing down Al Capone. You know, they got him on tax evasion, and Robert De Niro plays Al Capone. Just big fan of baseball. It's. Oh, shit. Was that an Analyze This? Am I getting my movies crossed up? No. See, it's a good thing that we're going to watch it tonight, because now I'm not. Now I can't remember if the. No, that wasn't an Analyze This. That was in The Untouchables. Yeah, there we go. My real connection to this movie actually comes through Andy Garcia. I've mentioned before that I used to work at Club 33 in Disneyland, and I worked there for quite a number of years, and we ended up getting quite a few celebrities going in, and I was like 18 years old. You know, I had, or maybe even 17. I had just started working there. Andy Garcia was, frankly, the first celebrity that I remember meeting up there. And I was just a busser. I was treating them like they, you know, were any other table because, you know, hey, it's Disneyland. That's what you do. They are not there to entertain you. You are there, you know, in the restaurant to take care of them. They're just
they are not there to
person.
Please you.
Yeah, yeah. They were not there to please us. It's a good thing that you're back. But yeah, Andy Garcia, the first celebrity that I ended up meeting while I was working there, at least that I remember, the first one I remember meeting. And I remember refilling the water for him and his family, you know, at the table. And that was back when we had the water bottles where we could do the high pour. So, you know, high pour. So we would pour the water, you know, I was able to pour the water from about, you know, 3 or 4 feet away from the glass. You know, being tall really helped with that. And then, you know, just raising it up above my head, it would end up being, you know,
You would
water
raise the water up above your head and pour
it into their glass from up above my head. Really high water pour. Without
what was splashing, the point of this?
Without showing off. It was something that you know, frankly, it was something that my trainer did, and a lot of quite a few of us actually ended up doing it. At least those of us who could master it without spilling, and I took to it really, really quickly.
Was it a thing you were supposed to do, or
no? But it was something we were allowed to do if we demonstrated the skill to do it.
Oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
You know, and so it wasn't something I was doing special for their table. I was doing it at every table. And Andy Garcia just really liked it, introduced me to his entire family, you know, was chatting with me for a good 5 to 10 minutes, and the guy was just fucking awesome. And
well, I'd chat with you too. I mean, if you poured it from 4 feet in the air and didn't spill it on me. If you spill it on me, you're like, get the fuck away from me. You ruined
the glass could only hold so much water, so it was something that had to be done, you know, pretty quickly. And it was actually just all in the motion. You know, you had to know how to have the water actually hit on the edge of the glass and loop back around so that it lands in the glass rather than you know, skipping back out. It was just all about knowing the angles and the velocity that you were pouring at, and yeah, it was a fun gimmick. It got people talking.
That's awesome.
But yeah, he was just really freaking awesome. And when I think of Andy Garcia, I do not think of Godfather 3. I think of The Untouchables. You know, just freaking awesome, awesome. Like the scene with him and Sean Connery. Oh God, I don't remember the exact quote right off the top of my head. But Sean Connery's, you know, giving him shit, you know, like, you know, Stone, huh? What's your real name? And he's pushing him and fuck. I wish I could remember the actual quote. It's a great quote, but he's like, oh, that's just what we need. Another filthy stinking wop. Blah 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 blah. You know, like, and he's going off. He's being full on racist, right? You know.
Yeah.
And it's like better than being a filthy stinking, you know, like. Oh God! What I'm assuming, Sean Connery had to be playing a Scotsman, but God, I just don't. Anyway, awesome scene, you know. And Sean Connery's like, oh, I like him, you know, like when he talked back, and yeah, just great freaking scene, great movie. Oh, and then the scene with the baby buggy going down the stairs.
Oh yeah, classic.
And you know, he just slides there, and you know, just, oh my God, I love this movie! I can't wait to watch it. That's pretty. Yeah, that's. Oh, The Untouchables, yes, released June 3rd, 1987, on Rotten Tomatoes. 80% of critics voted it fresh, and 89% of the audience did so as well. It was directed by Brian De Palma. Elliot Ness actually had a hand in writing this. I'm assuming it's based on his memoirs or something to the effect. And it stars Sean Connery, Kevin Costner, Andy Garcia.
Say what?
And, oh yeah, Robert frickin' De Niro. Thank you to everyone who voted in the poll. It's a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
But thank you. Sorry, I kind of cut you off a little bit.
Well, it went between two movies, and both of them were good.
Oh, yeah. Frankly, I'm surprised Meet the Parents didn't do that much better, but, you know, with I kind of expected it to be the Untouchables. I really did.
I gotta admit that I voted the Untouchables.
What?
But then during the week I changed my
Kitty,
mind. That was
stop. Kitty.
For
Kitty. Skype just flubbed completely. Did not hear what you said. You voted for
okay. Is that what you got?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, and it sounds like we've got quite a delay coming through. Awesome.
Initially, I voted for the Untouchables.
Okay. Well, I didn't vote, so.
But once I started thinking about it, I was kind of like, dang, I could have voted for Analyze This, but good movies.
Okay. Hey, Kitty, sounds like we're starting to have Skype problems. You know what that means?
Yeah.
Indeed, it is on Netflix, Diana. Diana says, yay, it's on Netflix. She's going to watch it after work. Awesome. You rock. That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week. And as always, that's Nights with a K. The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher. Oh, Stitcher just got bought by Deezer, by the way. TuneIn and a few other podcast directories. And
we aim to start the live broadcast at MTM Pacific.
Kitty,
maybe
Kitty,
actually we'll
Kitty,
do that one of these.
Kitty,
we got close.
Kitty.
Yeah, whoa.
Stop. Sorry, I have to say it like three times because there is such a large lag right now that I'm just going to read the closing and yeah. So oh, see, thanks Skype 7. You really fucked us on that one. I was going to try and hide the fact that I was hanging up on you and calling back trying to get a better connection. Do we have a better connection? No, we don't.
I suppose so.
Oh, just read your part.
No.
I'll just deal with the delay. Just call me Siebes and remind people what Siebes stands for and read your part.
Siebes stands for controlling bitch, and it's in a loving way. We aim to start the live broadcast at 10 p.m. Pacific, and maybe we'll actually do that one of these days.
We did tonight.
And we kind of suck at starting on time. But we...
This isn't working. He's not coming through. We've got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com, and it's also where you can find the live stream. On Twitter, we are at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com. We would like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the Midnight Movie Nights cover art, Judge Funky Boy for the theme, DC Cantel for the segment for the segment intros.
The intro.
Yes. Ooh, you're actually sounding like you're starting to catch up. Are you?
I know.
Is it catch up Friday? No, it's Saturday. We do have two new followers. Rin. We know Rin from Rin Lemieux. That's her last name? I didn't know. That's very French.
I think so.
Okay. And we also have Robert Fuentes. I met Robert tonight at the jacuzzi in my apartment complex, actually. And
What?
Yeah. I met Robert at the jacuzzi. Me and my sister went out to the jacuzzi earlier tonight, and there was this group of people out there. And
brown chicken, brown cow?
No.
Okay.
Awesome. No, there was this group of people out there, and Robert was one of them. You know, they were all friends. I believe they said four of them live here, and then two friends were visiting. But my sister earlier today did the Gladiator Tough Mudder. Like it was like a 5K, you know, like crawling through the mud and doing the obstacle course and everything. And it turned out that they were actually there today as well. And at one point, they were talking about something that happened. And my sister just like, oh, my God, I saw that. Like, and it turned out that my sister was right behind them. Like, you know, just a little bit behind them in the Tough Mudder. at one point. So and then all of us were down there at the jacuzzi talking, and it was just, it was really awesome. And eventually my sister had to go because she babysits sometimes, so she had to go babysit. And and afterwards, you know, we were talking a bit, and they were asking me what I was doing tonight, so I started talking about midnight movie nights, and they seemed,
with a K.
Yeah, with a K. And I actually did say it. I was like, and that's Nights with a K. Yeah. Robert went ahead and followed us on Twitter. Oh, and he's got the most awesome freaking tattoo. It's just above his heart, and it's actually the constellation Orion highlighted.
Wait, what?
The constellation Orion.
You said right above his what?
Right above his heart.
Oh,
what the hell did you think I said?
The other audio went kind of weird. I thought you said
I'm telling
art.
You, we're having a lot of trouble right now. That's why I was trying to race through it so quickly.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
let's go.
So, Rin and Robert, thank you so much for following. And we would also like to thank you for listening. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I am that fracking cat.
Let's go watch a movie.
And talk hard.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
Go away, Baton!
I think I'll leave you two pals alone.
Midnight.
Skype is fucking us over. I never want to do another fucking Skype pod with you ever again. What do you say
after
to that,
this
sir?
Week, I don't think we'll have to.
I certainly hope we don't have to. At least you won't be in East Texas, middle of fucking desert nowhere.
I know, right?
See, and the delay doesn't
gonna be
even
like
work
next
with
week?
The fucking joke. I will be out there next week. We will be doing a face to face. You know, we will be making sweet, sweet pod face to face. What say you to that?
It's gonna be fun.